The number of women in prisons and jails around the country has ballooned over the decades. It grew more than 700% from 1980 to 2016. Many of these women are mothers. From Fort Worth, KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on how Texas state lawmakers are rethinking motherhood and prison.
For the 8.5 years she spent in prison, Kristen Kerr looked forward to one thing every month: a visit from her daughter, Chloe.
Every visit, I'll be like, you done grew. You getting big. You getting tall. And then, like, one visit, she couldn't read. And then the next visit, she came and she was reading something to me. So that was special for me, too.
Kristen was convicted for aggravated robbery in 2011 as the getaway driver. She says she wasn't making good choices back then. Kristen missed out on a lot of her daughter's life. She says they'd talk on the phone and send letters and visit, but you can't really do the nurturing part of parenting from prison. Chloe was well taken care of by her grandmother, but Kristen says you never stop worrying about your kid. There were some tough times for Chloe, too.
How did you feel knowing that I wasn't coming home for a while?
I don't know.
Well, your first memory of your mama not coming for home for a while, how did you feel?
Because I used to see other kids with their moms. And then I used to just think about it.
There are more than 100,000 women in state and federal prisons. The number of incarcerated women doubles when you count local jails, too. Exactly how many of them are mothers isn't well tracked. But in Texas, a recent survey showed that more than 80% of women in state prison are moms like Kristen. That's prompted lawmakers here and in other states to consider bills that would promote probation or other community-based sentences over jail or prison time to avoid breaking up families. Michelle Deitch studies prison issues at the University of Texas, Austin.
Many of the women, once they're arrested, are scrambling to find someone to take care of their kids. So a lot of these kids get shuttled from place to place. And if they're not able to find a place for them, then many of the kids end up in foster care.
Other states are looking at incarcerating parents closer to their children and expanding visitation so kids can see mom or dad more often. The effect on kids from having a parent in prison can be severe. They're more likely to commit crimes themselves later in life, but Deitch says building a strong parent-child bond is critical to preventing that.
At the same time, it's really critical for the parent not to lose touch with their child and to stay involved and to feel like they can make a difference in the child's life, to be aware of what's happening to them.
As the chairman of the Texas House Corrections Committee, Republican Representative James White hears from a lot of women who've been in prison, and he introduced a bill to address a number of issues they face, including pregnancy and childbirth behind bars.
Each one that I talk to, I ask them about their offense.
White says the crimes that women commit are often different from their male peers.
I hear a lot of offenses linked to domestic violence, so they may stab their spouse that's abusing them and their kids. Young women that have experienced repeated sexual abuse from a family member. Women that have fallen into the trap of addiction.
Researchers say a history of trauma underlies a lot of the criminal behavior that lands women in jails and prisons. That's why Kristen Kerr says if lawmakers want to help moms in prison, rehabilitation has to include counseling and drug treatment.
Women, they love their kids. They just may be stuck in addiction, and it's just a sickness. But that don't mean they don't want their children, you know what I'm saying? So maybe they can come up with something that help with it.
Kristen has been working through a list of goals she set for herself to rebuild her life after prison. She's got a job, got her driver's license, and she's spending lots of time with her daughter. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.